Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Oh, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Hope. There are people that are hopeless. What if someone could tap in to the frequency of heaven that releases hope into every hopeless situation? My guest says that when you are infused with this supernatural hope, it doesn't matter what the doctor told you. It doesn't matter what your finances are. It doesn't matter that your children are rebellious. It doesn't matter that your spouse is ready to leave. You have got supernatural hope in every circumstance of life. I can't wait to hear these frequencies. How about you? My guest, Ricardo Sanchez, he won the Dove Award. He's nominated for the Grammy Award. He was mentored, you probably are familiar with this man, Israel Houghton. And when he worships God, when he speaks, the whole atmosphere changes. And you have a little bracelet on.
Yes.
What does that say?
It says in Spanish, it says, no es el fin. And translated in English, it says, it's not over.
And that supernaturally, that's what he's saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not over. I don't care what you think. I don't care what circumstances in your life.
Mm.
It's not over. Now, when you have concerts or you speak, tell me what happened in Mexico. Tell me the move of God there, the breakthroughs.
Leading worship for Pastor Sergio de la Mora in the midst of worship. We're hearing screams go on and commotions happen in the midst of worship. And we ended up finding out that people were getting out of wheelchairs, that a gentleman had gotten out of a wheelchair, and that deaf ears are beginning to open. In the midst of praise and in the midst of worship, we're seeing the supernatural and miraculous happen.
You're in San Diego.
Yeah.
You go into a restaurant and you see a lady, her mascara is running, her, mm-hmm. her makeup is running. She's obviously got some problems. What do you do?
Minding my own business, having breakfast with my drummer. We're back getting ready to go minister at a church. And all of a sudden, as we're walking outside of this restaurant into the lobby, all of a sudden, the Holy Spirit speaks to me. I turn to my right, and I see a young woman like you described. And immediately, and this rarely happens to me, Sid, where God says, I got a word of knowledge. I want you to go speak to this woman. And I brought my friend with me, the drummer, and I said, ma'am, you don't know who I am, but I really feel the Spirit of God talking to me to tell you simply this, that you're not over, that I don't care where you've been or what you've done or who your mother was or who your father was, your life is not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. You're not over.
How did it affect her by saying that?
She began to cry. It was evident that the Spirit of God, like even now, I feel the Spirit of God coming
too.
In.
Too.
Yeah. And she began to weep, and she allowed me to pray for her. Now, she didn't receive Jesus, but I believe there was a seed that was planted of hope, of supernatural hope for this young woman in her life.
Okay, you go to your hotel room, and based on the impact of that experience, you write a song. Tell me about that song briefly.
Well, I got up to my room, grabbed my guitar, and I wrote on a piece of paper. When I write, I see, I feel, but I also use my natural mind. Through this experience, I wrote on a piece of paper as I was playing the chords to this. It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending. It's only the beginning, because when God is in it, all things are new.
So 3 months later, he's in an airport in Jacksonville, Florida. He gets off of a plane, and he has all these emergency calls from his wife. What was going on?
My plane had landed into Jacksonville Airport to, I was bombarded by 911 texts. And it simply said, 911 emergency, call home. And it was for my wife, my best friend, my pastor, and a number of associates. And as I called my wife, she said our middle son, Josiah, dove into the shallow end of a friend's pool head first. And he broke his C3, 4, 5, and 6, his vertebrae. And I was surrounded by people I didn't know. I didn't have a B3 organ with me. I didn't have a guitar. Didn't have a pastor near me. I just, what my wife was reiterating on the phone was, they said, prepare your heart for the worst. He's got a 1% chance to live. He may not make this airplane.
1%?
1% chance to live. And what we found out was one of the first responders who had been involved in the fire department for over 9 years, he had said to my wife, in 9 years, I've never seen anything like this before. This is just prepare your heart for the worst.
And you were about ready to go into the school of the Holy Spirit, because in that airport, you didn't care what anyone was looking at you. What did you do?
Sit in the midst of people I didn't even know, in the midst of a strange foreign place physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I dropped my guitar, I dropped my gig bag, I fell to my knees in the midst of strangers. And I threw my hands over my head and fell on my face. And I just began to sing, I need thee.
Oh, I need
thee. Oh, I need
every
thee.
Every hour
I need thee. I began to sing those old blood songs. I began to worship God.
You began to prophesy to yourself with the song that he wrote 3 months earlier. It's not over. Don't go away. What happens tells me that it's not over for him, but it also tells me it's not over for you.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Our world is rife with comparisons about what separates us. Day after day, we go about our lives with tunnel vision. But Scripture tells us how Messiah broke down the wall between Jew and Gentile, allowing for the creation of one new man, one new humanity. This spiritual completeness is set to usher in the greatest move toward God the world has ever known. Sid Roth has discovered Scripture's key to reaching the Jewish people with God's love. One new humanity opens the door for God to move in signs and wonders, and all will see the evidence of the invisible God promised in Scripture. At SidRoth.org, you'll find mentoring tools to empower you to share how one new humanity is critical to bringing multitudes to know God. You'll understand Israel and the Jewish roots of the church, and how all the nations of the earth will experience blessings unseen in human history. Log on to SidRoth.org today and learn how one new man is the key to unlocking God's greatest blessings.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
So, Ricardo, you're in the Jacksonville airport.
Yeah.
You are worshiping God. You are prophesying to yourself the song that God had you write 3 months earlier.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, if you had eyes to see, you would see God all over the place in your life.
Mm.
Right now, you don't see that.
Mm.
But there was a friend of yours that had a dream, and her daughter had the same dream. Tell me about that.
The supernatural thing that happened is there was a dream that one friend of mine had with her daughter. Her daughter had the same dream. They woke up the next morning, and once they found out the news of what was going on through social media, they ran to the hospital we were in, and they had never heard this song before. They had never heard this. I hadn't recorded the song yet. They said, Jeanette, they said, as we were dreaming last night, we both had the same dream we found out the next morning. And the dream was your son diving into the shallow end of a pool, but there was an angel. There was an angel in the water holding his head and protecting the rest of his body. And the angel of the Lord looked at us and said, he's not over. It's not over.
So God's going ahead of you. Just believe this, because he's not a respecter of persons. Oh, does he have a wonderful plan for your life? It is not over. So, what was the worst prognosis the doctors told you about your son? What was the worst?
They said he's going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life. He'll be breathing through a tube. And all I could see, the immediate response was just seeing my son that way. And he's got two brothers. And as a minister of the gospel, I wish I could tell you that there was all this strength in Scripture. But when he said that, there was something that affected me. And there was a way that we responded to it with worship that just absolutely began to bring the glory of God down in so many lessons that we learned.
Step by step, he stood on the Word of God and on the power of worship, and God taught him that there's really nothing impossible in this life. Tell me about your son today. By the way, he was supposed to stay in the hospital or have physical therapy for what, about 8.5 months after everything happened. How long did he have physical therapy?
2.5 weeks.
Two and a half weeks.
Out of the hospital.
But wait a second. What happens when someone has those, C4, 5, and 6 or something like that?
Yeah.
What does that really mean?
Well, it means he's going to have very limited mobility in his neck if he's going to be able to walk at all. And through this process of healing, through this process of prayer, God supernaturally healed my son, Sid. God supernaturally ministered to my son physically throughout his body. And
tell me about what is he like today? That's what I want to know.
Well,
he was 9 at the time.
He was 9 at the time. This was 2011. I just left him a few days ago. He had scored 12 points in his basketball game.
With all those broken vertebrae? Did you catch that? He was going to be in a wheelchair the rest of his life if he lived 1% to even live? I mean, he was going to be on a breathing machine. And he plays basketball.
He's totally healthy. He's up to antagonizing his two younger brothers as well, so.
All right. Would you like to hear It's Not Over? Would you like to hear I release you to tell everyone prophetically, it's not over. And I'm going to tell you something else about It's Not Over. It taps in, all of his music taps into the frequency of heaven to give you supernatural hope. It's not over.
It's not over.
No.
It's not finished.
Not ending.
It's not
oh, no, it's only the beginning when God is in there. All things are new. Ooh, ooh, all things are new, new. The old has passed away. All things are new, yeah. I know it's dark, just before dawn. This might be the hardest season you've experienced. I know it hurts, it won't be too long. You're closer than you think you are. You're closer than you've been before. So look to the sky. Help is on the way. It's not over. Not ending. Oh, not end. Only the beginning. When God is in it, all things are.
It's not over season. I'm going to prophesy this over your life. Listen. Something is moving, turning around. Seasons are changing, everything is different now.
Here comes the sun, piercing the clouds. Oh, you're closer than you think you are. You're closer than you've been before. So look to the sky, help is on the way.
Back to It's Supernatural.
I know it hurts.
The atmosphere of heaven fills the room when Ricardo Sanchez worships. Angels appear. Miracles happen. He has tapped into supernatural hope from heaven itself, and you can receive this impartation through his teaching, writing, and by soaking in his anointed worship music. Call right now to get the Ricardo Sanchez It's Not Over packet, which includes his book and audio CD teaching, plus his worship CD. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9178. Through this book and audio CD teaching series, you will receive supernatural hope for every situation. Understand that there are no limits with God. Receive an impartation to cast down fear and doubt, overcome despair and depression. You'll discover that miracle breakthroughs accompany this anointed worship music.
Turning around, seasons are changing.
So if you're walking through something financially, if you're walking through a despair physically, maybe relationally, maybe your children aren't serving God the way that you raised them to serve God, I believe this packet is for you.
Don't miss out on getting the Ricardo Sanchez It's Not Over packet, which includes his book and audio CD teaching, plus his worship CD. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9178. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9178 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, those words are going on inside of me over and over again. When God is in it, there is no limit. If you can just get that deep inside of you right now, tell me, what is the difference between worldly hope and godly hope?
The world says hope is defined as a desire. The Bible says that hope defined is a strong expectation, that I am expecting this to happen. I'm believing in my heart. David wrote, I waited patiently upon the Lord. He inclined and heard my cry in Psalms 40. And I believe it's important how you wait. I believe it's important what you wait with. The words that you use are valuable and important. I believe, Sid, that heaven is listening to unlock and unleash the type of hope that breaks through any circumstance and situation. I believe it's an expectancy. I hear a tone. You know, when my father used to speak to me, there's a tone he used when he was serious. And there's a tone that my children use when they're serious. And I think it's the same way with us. Regardless of what we feel, regardless of what we see, regardless of what's before us, there is a tone of joy, there is a tone of expectancy, a frequency of expectancy that I believe unlocks the key. It's the key that unlocks this breakthrough.
You know, even natural science is catching up with this very quickly. Tell me about what this Dr. Groopman had to say.
He wrote a book called The Anatomy of Hope. And he basically said in this book, he's quoted as saying that hope is as strong as any medication that he could ever prescribe to any patient that he has. The cancer wellness centers, even today, say that hope is a necessity. It activates healing. That hope, when they admit people into their hospital, that they don't do it without the patient understanding that hope is a vital part to their healing.
Now, you were the worship leader for Jensen Franklin.
Yes, sir.
And God tells you to go off on your own.
Yeah.
And tell me about that.
Said I had no dates on the calendar. God had put something in my heart to go out and to minister to nations, to go out and to minister to the global
church. Did you have much savings? Or?
I didn't.
No savings, a couple of dates on your calendar.
That's it.
How many children at this time?
Three boys.
A wife. Your wife must have been working and had a...
No, sir, she wasn't working. Something inside me spoke to me. Something inside me nudged me forward. And I believe it was the Spirit of God. It was the scariest season of my ministry. But once we launched out, once we stepped out, we saw another step. We saw to take another step. But it was at a point where we were desperate financially. We had really nothing saved up. I didn't really know how to save up money. I didn't know any of that. So I don't know if anybody can relate to what I'm talking about. But at the end of the day, our faith and our trust was completely on God.
How did it work out?
Well, here we are. I get to hang out with Sid.
Well, and that was the time you wrote the song, If God Is For Me. Tell me about that.
Well, I'm sitting here, you know, thinking of this cushy job that I had, and cushy in a good regard as far as financially being taken care of and my family. There's food on the table every week. But I remember making that decision and having that conviction rise up with inside of me. It's time. It's time to step out. And I remember driving home, crying the whole way home, and just remembering, if God be for me, who can be against me? I will not fear. I'm not alone. He's my Father. And I remember getting to my house, picking up my guitar, and through that experience, spiritually, I believe it's a journey that we were on, and through the natural,
I will not fear.
I wrote on a piece of paper, I will not fear, for I know you're with me everywhere I go. I will stand here, though my world is shaking.
I know you're with me.
I will wait on you. And that's what
okay, I release you to the music set, and I tell you, God is for you, and no one can be against you. So you concentrate on what God says and not what all those other voices say, because I say to you, God, the creator of the universe, knows you, loves you, and God is for you. What more can you ask for?
Come on, turn to somebody and say, if God be for me, who can be against me?
Yeah.
If God be for me, God before me, who can be against me now? Nothing can be against me now. If God Almighty, He lives inside of me, who can be against me now? Nothing can be against me. Say, I will not fear, for I know you're with me everywhere I go. I will stand here, though my world is shaking. I will wait on you. I will not fear, though the storm is rising. You are my rescue. I will stand here, stand upon your promise, what your word says. I believe.
me now. It's God, Almighty, lives inside me. Who can be? Nothing can be against me. God before me. Sing, I will not fear. Sing, I will not fear, for I know you're with me everywhere I go. I will stand here, though my world is shaking. I will wait on you. I will not fear, though the storm is rising. You are my rescue.
Atmosphere of heaven fills the room when Ricardo Sanchez worships. Angels appear. Miracles happen. He has tapped into supernatural hope from heaven itself, and you can receive this impartation through his teaching, writing, and by soaking in his anointed worship music. Call right now to get the Ricardo Sanchez It's Not Over packet, which includes his book and audio CD teaching, plus his worship CD. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9178. Through this book and audio CD teaching series, you will receive supernatural hope for every situation. Understand that there are no limits with God. Receive an impartation to cast down fear and doubt, overcome despair and depression. You'll discover that miracle breakthroughs accompany this anointed worship music.
Turning around, seasons are changing.
So if you're walking through something financially, if you're walking through a despair physically, maybe relationally, maybe your children aren't serving God the way that you raised them to serve God, I believe this packet is for you.
Don't miss out on getting the Ricardo Sanchez It's Not Over packet, which includes his book and audio CD teaching, plus his worship CD. Yours for a donation of $40. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9178. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9178 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest went to heaven and was taught by Moses, Jeremiah, Isaiah, the Word of God with the revelation of what they understood now that they're in heaven. And he's been sent back here to teach you. Can you imagine how quickly you're going to grow when you get these revelations? I can't wait.